We're talking with Michelle Larkin, who is a vice president with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Why is there this great disparity in areas that are practically right next to each other?
Yeah, the thing that's interesting about the county health rankings and exciting is that it allows people within a state to look at how their counties, even their neighboring counties like Howard and Baltimore City, are doing compared to each other. So it looks at things like health access. It looks at the quality of health care, tobacco use, obesity, things like children living in poverty, unemployment rates, high school graduation rates. So it gives you that whole picture so that we can see and really understand that where we live, learn, work, and play, and how that influences how healthy we are and how long we live.
Do you think the outcomes are based on personal decisions or socioeconomic factors? Or
we have a lot of data that we look at. Certainly the choices that we make are really important, but it's also important to be able to have those choices available to you. We do see that socioeconomic factors, education, employment, whether or not you're living in poverty, that those things in our model are really really important to how healthy we are and how healthy we're going to be in the future.
One of the things that often leaves us scratching our heads is that Baltimore is practically ground zero for some world-class medical centers. We have Johns Hopkins. We have the University of Maryland Shock Trauma. Why then, in the middle of this city with these great institutions, are you rating Baltimore City as dead last in the state for health?
Well, that's a great question, and actually something that I put back to you all. One of the things that the county health rankings does is it allows people to take a look at the data, sit down and say, okay, this is a snapshot in time. Where are we doing well? Where can we do better for the people who live in our communities? You're absolutely right. I used to work at University of Maryland as a cancer nurse. It's a great institution, as is Hopkins. But healthcare is only one piece of the puzzle. Having access to good care is important, but we know that things like education, employment, exposure to tobacco, making sure that we have safe places to exercise, and good nutritious food to eat, those are all things that come together to create health.
What one health factor stands head and shoulders above all of the others if we have to pick one that would result in more healthy life outcomes among all that you take into account?
Yeah, that's a tricky question because it varies depending on where you sit in Maryland. Howard County may be looking at a very different set of things that they need to work on. Even though they're number one, we do provide a national benchmark to compare themselves to, and there are areas where they could improve. Baltimore City has a much larger grouping, so bringing together those community leaders to, again, use the rankings to start a conversation and really focus in on where can we change, where can we actually leverage our resources differently. That's really a local conversation to have.
Michelle Larkin with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right.